Officials say the buyout is the first step in finding relief for the flood victims. Town of Wawarsing Supervisor Scott Carlson points out the aqueduct tunnel has been leaking for at least 30 years.
A tunnel that leaves a DEP Roundout Reservoir, the New York City water supply, and travels underneath an area of the town of Wawarsing on down to New York City. And in recent years, the flooding's had more and more of an impact on many Wawarsing residents, flooding basements and mold in their house and impacts on their wells. Their water quality has been compromised. You know, they found E. coli and other problems in the water. So it's been a bit of a battle to get the New York City DEP to admit, you know, that there was a problem. People continue to suffer.
Ulster County Legislature Chair Terry Bernardo signed an agreement calling on the DEP to provide more than $3 million to be used in the home buyout. New York State will contribute an additional $3.8 million for the voluntary program, which Bernardo has been working on for the last several years. She says the signing is a start, but it's not enough money to take care of all of the affected residents.
Do more. They need to pay attention to the needs of the residents and help them get out of or manage the situation that the New York City DEP's leaking West Branch Tunnel has created. This contract is not justice for the residents, but any time that you sign a contract for $3.7 million, it is a significant event.
Supervisor Carlson agrees the buyout falls short.
The buyout, the way it works is it administrative fees, appraisal fees, demolition fees, they all come out of the buyout money. So when it's all said and done, if one was to do the math, you know, they might be able to do 30 homes or a little over 30 homes out of the total money, the state money and the DEP matching funds. So that wouldn't take care of the 60 homes. The other problem that I've had a concern for some time is really twofold. First of all, not everyone is going to be able to leave. Obviously, with that amount of money, not everybody is going to get bought out. And some homeowners may choose not to leave. It's not a mandatory buyout. And that's going to leave what's known as a checkerboard effect. You'll have your house, but then there might be the house next door will be gone, and then two more houses, and then two more that are gone. And it's going to affect the real estate values.
Carlson adds that even when repairs to the aqueduct are expected to be completed, circa 2020, the land will remain forever wild. Calls to the DEP were not returned in time for broadcast. Homeowners who applied for the buyout are scheduled to meet next week, and home appraisals are set to get underway at the beginning of May. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.